after the shower is off and on and off. Let's bring in Anthony J this morning, and he can give us the news for the rest of the week, which probably we can repeat the rest of the week. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Marshall. Yes, that's exactly right.
Well, it's funny. It doesn't rain a lot. We had lots of sunshine yesterday, but last night, once again, is when we got all the rain. Probably, I would figure, between a half inch and three quarters of an inch of rain. So, we had a little start of rain in the morning, but the day basically turned out rainless for us. We were lucky, so we didn't lose our Sunday.
Great.
What about the rest of this week? Will we be as lucky?
Well, you might. It's one of those things. Like you said, you know, it's going to be this, off and on, you know, like faucet, you know, drip, or you know, it's going to be off and on rain showers. Like last night I was out. We had this really heavy rain. It lasted all of 2 minutes and then it was over. But we have some locally heavy showers around the area this morning. In fact, there's a flood advisory in northeastern Ulster County. We've had reports of 2 inches of rain in about 2 hours that fell with some of those showers. So these showers can overachieve, so you got to be careful. But it's going to be a sporadic, you know, heavy, almost like Florida weather with this, you know, heavy showers, maybe some thunderstorms. There haven't been a lot of thunderstorms, mostly just as heavy tropical-like showers that we have.
You know what I've noticed about them, and you can explain this to me. Our weather normally comes from the west to the east, or even the northwest to the east. But these showers that are coming here are basically coming from the south and heading almost due north.
That's exactly right. They're coming in from the ocean, actually. And it's because we've had this storm system that was over the Midwest, you remember, last week, produced a lot of really bad weather, tornadoes. That's actually moved kind of over, almost overhead here. So we have that flow coming up from the south. So yeah, or south to southeast. So we have that air coming in all the way from the Atlantic. So that's not typically how it goes around here this time of year, but sometimes we get that set up. So that's going to create this, you know, persistent pattern. Fortunately, we might see, like I said, we had flood advisory this morning, so we have to watch out for some local flash flooding. The worst of it will probably be more to our west, but we could see, especially maybe, I'd say Wednesday, the best chance of more widespread, maybe some flooding-type rain. But as I mentioned, we could continue to see some locally heavy showers today and into tomorrow as well. It might be a little drier, actually, tomorrow, and then Wednesday back, wetter again, and then as we head to the end of the week, we start to dry out, believe it or not, as this weather system sort of rains itself out. And we get to more warm temperatures rising and maybe scattered, more like just scattered late-day thunderstorms by Thursday and Friday, if you can follow that, Marshall.
I can follow. You know, what's interesting, though, it's really, really humid because one of my air conditioners has a really good humidifier in it. And it's got a drip tray, right? I had to empty that drip tray out twice yesterday. That's how humid the air is. Is it really that humid, or is it a dew point, or am I just wrong about this?
No, you're right again. Actually, and when we get that southerly wind that we have, it comes right up the Hudson Valley, so it can get about as humid here as it gets almost like on the Gulf Coast this time of year, because the Hudson River really adds additional humidity. So the dew point could get up, you know, near 80 around some parts of the area when we have this kind of setup. But the clouds keep the temperature down. So that makes, you know, me happy, because I hate the heat and I kind of like this weather. You know, I love the kind of lush air, but not too hot.
Well, I like hot and I like humid. Yeah. I can't stand cold weather.
I hate cold weather. Well, I can't decide which I hate worse. Cold or heat, but
I definitely hate cold. And because, you know, in the summertime, you can dress lightly, and it's different. In the wintertime, when it's really cold, you've got to bundle up in layers. You know, it's just stupid.
Exactly, it's just miserable.
I mean, in the summertime, when you go out to play sports or go swimming, you wear swim trunks. Yeah. Swim trunks. You can go running or jogging in shorts. You can play softball in very light. In the wintertime, whenever you want to do outside, you have to bundle up.
So you can go running outside, you know, shirtless, you know, shorts in this weather. A lot of people do that.
But wintertime never really impressed me, because you have to be so bundled up to protect yourself from the cold if you're outside. So at a very young age, I developed a distinct hate for winter.
Now, oh, wow.
Now, as a radio guy, ever since I've been in radio, I love to watch winter storms. I find them interesting to watch and see what they do because there's so many different things they could do. But that's it. I hate everything else about winter.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's, I wish I was wealthy enough where I could have a house up here and a house, let's say, in either San Diego or South Beach, Florida, where I could broadcast the winter from. But I don't.
Yeah, South Beach, though, a little crazy down there. But
there's nothing wrong with crazy. Nothing wrong with crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy is good. And down there, it rains like this down there all the time. It could be beautifully sunny, and all of a sudden, you're going to go golfing, and there's a downpour. And you would think that it's a flood. There's like an inch of water that drains. It all drains away real quick.
Right, yeah. They handle the rain very well down in Florida.
And you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about nor'easters. Yeah, every 10 years you have to worry about a hurricane. About every 10 years.
Right.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah. And for us, it's about every 8 to 12 years we get at least grazed by a hurricane or a tropical storm.
Yeah. Plus we get in the winter nor'easters.
Yeah.
And then and in the spring and summer tornadoes. You tell me which is worse, having tornadoes, nor'easters, and having what we get up here on a regular basis, and then in Florida, so you have to worry occasionally about a hurricane and daily rainfall. That's it.
Right, right.
Come on.
Yeah, the Hudson Valley. You know, it's so beautiful up here, and I love going up there during like the fall around New Paltz and up there.
I used to live in Kingston, New York.
Oh, yeah, Kingston.
A major part of my radio learning experience was in Kingston, New York. So I traveled around the Kingston, New Paltz, Woodstock area a lot. And a place called, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it, Boyceville, up by Shandaken, New York.
Oh.
By the reservoirs, the Ashokan Reservoir. That used to be, it is beautiful up there. There's no doubt about it. It is beautiful here. I mean, absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely.
But we have to put up with tornadoes. We have to put up with severe thunderstorms all the time. We have to put up with nor'easters, okay? And we've got all that we have to put up with. We don't get a break from severe weather. In Florida, they do get a break from severe weather.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
And they get more of that, heavy rain, and they don't get a lot of, well, they do get severe weather, but they don't get, like, the big hail. They don't get tornadoes that often. Like the Central Florida, they get the most tornadoes. South Florida, not so much. Yeah. Down the tropics.
So, anyways, that's my pronouncement for this morning. So, once again, go over the weather forecast just because we've got a big weekend this weekend. Listen to this.
Oh.
This weekend, we have let me bring this up here. This weekend, we have coming up on that's next weekend. Let me find it here. All right, here we go. The Old Tone Roots Music Festival, second Supertone Music Festival, which is happening Saturday in Hillsdale, New York. Of course, we have the Jane Lloyd Fund. They are having their big fundraising picnic. It's a clam bake and stuff on Saturday between 2 and 8 p.m. to raise money for cancer victims here in our area. We also have the Mehavy Performing Arts Center having the Peking Acrobats on Saturday and Friday and Saturday. And St. James Place has Curtis on tour this coming Wednesday. So we want the weather. What does the weather look like right through the weekend from today through, let's say, Saturday?
Well, the good news is the weekend, this weather system is going to be basically fizzling out. So I think Wednesday is going to be quite wet around here. We could have some flooding. Wednesday will be the worst day. But then Thursday we'll have thunderstorms, more scattered. Friday, I think a little cold front will move in with some isolated thunderstorms again. But by Saturday and Sunday, keep your fingers crossed. Right now it looks perfectly sunny for Saturday. So that's looking really good. Sunday also, I think, sunny. We might see some late day thunderstorms, but the weekend is looking much better. We're not going to have to deal with this kind of pattern, pretty sure, for the weekend. So that concerts and all those activities should be a go, Marshall.
So there shouldn't be well, but there shouldn't be a problem.
There should not be an issue. I would, by this weekend, this storm will be basically disappear by that point, by that time.
Unless Mother Nature decides to do something else.
Yeah, Mother Nature, you know, she's a little lady, I tell you. She's, but I highly doubt it, actually, this time.
All right, well, that's good news. Good news from the Weather Center, and you've got two more days in the Weather Center, right?
Yes, actually, today and tomorrow, and Mr. Pagano will be coming back after his much-deserved vacation.
Is he getting much rain where he is?
He's getting some, yeah, but he's in southern Maine up there on the coast. He's near south of Portland, Maine. He's down on the coast there.
All right, so
it's a very popular spot this time of year.
So he's not getting much rain?
Not as much as we are in places to the west, but he'll get, in fact, the heavier rain has been more west of Maine. So he's just getting some lighter stuff.
All right, well, we'll check with you tomorrow morning, Anthony.
Yes.
All right, take care.
Till then, take care, Marshall.
All right. Anthony J. in the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.